A long time. Alex, welcome. Got a pen? A spare pen, somebody?
It's not spare, but...
Okay. Thank you. All right. We're looking for a motion to approve the agenda as circulated. It's been moved.
Seconded.
Questions? Any questions been called? All those in favor, raise their right hand. Against, motion carried. And attached to the, with the agenda were the approved, there's notes that went out from the September 7th meeting. And we're looking to have an approval of those notes. They reflect as a set of minutes in reality. Okay, it's been moved. Do we have a seconder? Seconded? We had two seconders. We'll 15 then. Okay. All right. Questions?
Question
been called. All those in favor, signify by raising their right hand. Against, motion carried. Business arising from the minutes, 4.1, on pages 2-12. There are documents. And Chris, did you want to maybe go through, read through this with the group?
Okay. Maybe turn your mic off so we don't get back feed there.
Yes.
So this report was sent out to kind of highlight some of the things from our last discussions that we had and kind of highlights a work plan for moving forward to see if the committee is in favor of the way we got it, way I have it worded here. So to look at some of the draft priorities, so the committee, we discussed preliminary priority areas identified with broader fire services, and the main categories were safety, capacity and governments, recruitment and retention, and regional training facility. And the survey results gauged interest in various groups in the fire service. All departments were encouraged to complete the survey. 13 departments completed the survey. And two of the members from the Hemphill Fire Department won the draw for participating in the survey. The list below represents some of the survey items that were most supported. So 100% when it was asked if they should include self-contained breathing apparatus and functional testing as an annual thing in the requirement for registration, 100% of the respondents said yes. More support for training, it was repeated commentary on that. Adoption of a standardized GOG across departments, over 70% of respondents said that they thought it was a good idea. Option to standardize applicable process across the departments, so they're trying to see if they could get the application process across departments, kind of a standardized way of doing things. So no matter where they went, the process for intaking people was similar and seamless. Over 80% of respondents liked that idea. Additional training on personnel matters, over 90% thought that they would, it was definitely a good idea. It was high average of people that wanted to see more training and personnel stuff. And we're doing some of that now also. So recognition for businesses that allow volunteers to leave work, 70% knew that we were doing that or thought that it was a good idea that we do that. Regional training facility, over 80% of the people thought that was a good idea that responded. And the revisit the grant formulas, there was 70%, but a lot of the comments in every one of those areas indicated the concern and hesitation around the fact that they were afraid that departments might lose something if we went around and did that. So it didn't seem like it was a high concern for us to address that right away due to some of the comments and stuff that were noted in the comment sections of that particular item. So the proposed work plan on safety, FESC recommended council for SCBA functional testing to be added as a mandatory requirement for 2024 registration cycle starting June of 2024. A section to be added for registration packages by the fire services coordinator, capturing a number of level one trained or certified firefighters, and a consult with departments and Lunenburg Regional Fire Emergency Services on what standard GOG should be adopted across all departments. Lunenburg Regional has been working on general operating guidelines, and they have several approved, but it's like a best practices thing right now, and departments can choose to use them or bits and pieces or adapt them to their own. Capacity in government, work with Lunenburg Regional to develop training strategy to address gaps in certain areas and priority. Level one being one of the highest. Leadership and human resource skills was one that people also saw interest in, and enhanced opportunity for some kind of regional training. The second governance and capacity one was MODL's current leadership and training program. There's one coming up this Saturday. We have 19 people. It was 18. Somebody else signed on today for it, and that's on interpersonal skills and how to deal with situations and people on a regular basis to help us be more able to communicate within the department level. So that's going on this Saturday. Looking at trying to plan a spring session. And it'd be nice to get a couple of departments that would like training to go to their stations to do individualized training for their own stations and leadership there. And work with leadership, Lunenburg Regional to develop a standard personnel policy that could be adopted by MODL fire departments. Encourage automatic mutual aid. So I had sent an email out asking how many departments are on it, how many people utilize automatic mutual aid, and to what extent, just to kind of get a feel for what's out there. I've heard back from some, but not all. And the ones I did hear back from had some sort of an automatic mutual aid agreement in place for certain types of calls. So there's still some data to be gained there and information to see what we can do with that and present data and benefits and process to the fire departments. Recruitment and retention, continue with implementation of existing recruitment and retention strategy that we're currently using. Work with Lunenburg Regional for a template for intake policy and application process, including diversity, equity, and inclusion. Promote existing business community group recognition certificates. So there are a couple of departments that said they're interested in doing a couple in their area, so that would be nice to see that happen again. And a regional training facility, begin discussions with regional partners on a concept, components, location, et cetera, recommend the contribution to MODL's reserve for the facility. And then the recommendations are down below on that. And I passed out a little paper out to everybody. So if we want to go through that and have a discussion on that first, we can. Before we get into the recommendations, or we can do the recommendation first and then have a discussion, whatever you wish.
I think that, go ahead, Karen.
I just had a question back up on the percentages when you were going through them.
Yep.
Revisit grant formula 70%.
Yes.
Note all comments indicate a concern, hesitation. So
yes.
Those were the ones receiving the grants?
Yes. All the fire service, so it's like our matching grant.
Yeah. But who,
grant.
I guess, indicated the concern?
The fire departments that answered the survey.
Okay.
Alex, okay.
Next. Alex, you.
Alex has his hand up as well. So to answer, because I know Alex wanted to speak.
Carolyn's question,
though, I think.
Hi there.
We don't know who they are. They could be, like, almost everybody.
We can hear you, Alex.
Almost everybody is getting some kind of grant.
Yeah.
Okay. Some kind.
So,
be it insurance.
But people were, I guess, concerned because they thought they'd be getting less.
They
I guess
might
would
lose
be
something.
Why they would indicate concern. Yeah.
I think it stems from the past with the reverse assessment as well, that it,
yeah.
In fact, people lost out with the reverse assessment, and there were losers and winners. So, okay, Alex, your hand is up.
Yeah. Just to clarify, the percentage response – when we looked at the actual data that came back from the surveys, didn't seem to reflect what the comments had. So most of the questions had an open-ended section to them, and there was 70% support to re-examine the grants, but all of the comments were around, oh, I'm not sure about this, or I'm concerned, I wouldn't want to lose money, or I wouldn't want to see money go out of my tax district. So while the percentage was high, like some of the other questions, the commentary around it, there was much more trepidation, and we just wanted to make sure that was reflected.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? So I think that we'll get Chris, though, to talk about what he was suggesting as recommendations to the document.
These?
Yes. And so that I think it gives the committee members some idea what you were thinking, and then we can start rationalizing it. I know that I did get one response from a chief tonight on part of it, so okay. I think that we need to see what your recommendations are.
So one is that the Fire Services Committee approve the proposed work plan as presented. So allow work forward on the things that we talked about here in the work plan, see what we can come up with for ideas. Oh, sorry. So to work on the work plan as presented and see how we can move forward with that and gain some momentum. So that's the idea behind that, how mm-hmm. we can work together doing that. That's the first recommendation. Second recommendation is that Fire and Emergency Service recommend the council that functional testing of self-contained breathing apparatus be added to the annual registration package as a mandatory requirement starting in the 2024 registration cycle. And the third one is that the Fire and Emergency Service Committee recommend the council, municipal council approve the amount of $100,000 to be placed in the account created for a regional fire training facility as an annual budget amount going forward. So those are kind of where I kind of thought we were going with the discussions that we had previously.
Yeah, Chris spoke briefly to me about this, and I just wanted to, when I got back, being away for a couple of meetings, and we only have six meetings, and I've lost two of them, and we've got four, we wanted to kind of, you know, push this thing along so that we get some of these things that are significant accomplished. So in his recommendations, you know, let's go down them one by one and talk about them and get your feeling and opinions from each of us, if you have it. I think number one is pretty straightforward. It's a work plan, and it was developed from the things that we did when we did our workshops. We put a plan together at the annual FESC meeting. We actually did those things with the group there, told them what we were looking at as the plan. And I think that number one is that we approved the plan as presented, which is to tackle these things. Now, item number two is a bit deeper, and maybe we can get into there a bit more. Some of the things that were happening, and it's probably for me, three meetings ago at Lunenburg Regional, they talked about getting a fit tester, an upgrade. And because if you're going to want to start doing these things, you need equipment to do that. And they have, at this point, we don't have the final prices in. But at the next meeting of Lunenburg Region, we'll have prices on this device, fit tester. And it was my suggestion at the meeting to Chris Deers and to Mike Noss that we maybe should be approaching Town of Bridgewater and Municipal Lunenburg to actually fund that device so that if we're starting to put policies in place, we have the equipment that can actually do that testing. Okay? And so my opinion still is that it's an important thing to be done. It's about health and safety. But I also think that we need to make sure that we've got a process for it. Who's going to do the test? When's it going to be done? What's the paperwork involved in it? What is the actual flow to the flow test? So that, you know, I would like to see it on the 2024 registration form, but I'm not sure that it can be. I think we need to have a process documented, and the committee will be coming back. The LRFES will be coming back, I would say, at their November meeting because they don't have one in December, and we'll be getting something for our January meeting about whether they would like to have some funding on that because, you know, LRFES is more about training and so on and looking at if we're buying a piece of equipment that we're asking fire departments to be certified something like their breathing apparatus, then maybe we can work something out on that. So, okay.
Dean.
For the function, I don't believe we should be going right directly yet to the municipal council for council to have this put on the 2024 registration. I think we got more work to do. I think we should be having a little more. I think it's a great idea. There's no question. It should be. It will get done, but we got to do it in a way that we're talking with the Lunenburg Regional, and then like we did with the other items that we've done, we brought it to the annual general meeting over for when we usually have it over at the Best Western. Then we put it in the registration. But it's right now, it just like we're kind of just forgetting about Lunenburg Regional. We're just kind of shoving it. Seems like we're shoving it down, right, shoving it through, and we shouldn't be. We're going to get kicked back for it, on it. There's no question. Darren had called me supper time, and he's opposed to shoving it through. He wants it to go through and have some documentation and go back to the Lunenburg Regional, go through to the annual meeting, and then put it through. And I have to agree with him.
So something similar to what I was saying, that we need to get a documented process for fit testing?
Exactly.
Okay.
It's going to happen. Yeah. We had 100% of it, people say, yes, what needs to happen. But I don't think we're ready to take it to the council yet to put it in the next registration. I think we have to just work at it with Lunenburg Regional a little more before that gets done.
So I think we're talking two different things there. Brian was talking about the fit testing, and you're talking about the functional testing of, like,
yeah,
the annual.
I'm a number two.
So that's what you're talking about?
Yes.
That's like the annual fit test. That's the flow check that they come in and
right.
They check the apparatus to make sure that it's meeting its manufactured specs. That's that one.
Yes.
The fit testing is one that
is a separate.
Separate
one
item.
Altogether.
Yes, it is actually.
It is
but
two things.
It's part of.
It's still part of that.
It's still part of it, though, right? It's still part of your breathing.
Yeah, but it's not done at the same time. Like this. The functional testing has nothing to do with a fit test of a firefighter.
No, that's true.
The functional testing is, to say, the SCBA functions that the manufacturer specifications.
There are
two totally different.
There are two different things.
For the fit testing part of it, I agree 100% on you, Chris, and everybody. We should be going to council and to town to pay for that. I've seen some of the numbers on them, and the last one we got is probably, 15 years old? Would you say, Chris,
it's been around for a while.
It is, yes.
I've seen some of the prices that came in so far, and I near had a heart attack on what they're worth. So until we get final figures next meeting, Dom's had a stroke.
Okay, Carolyn.
I guess I'm a little lost. So we went out and did the survey. 100% of the respondents said that they wanted to make sure that this equipment, and we're talking about BA, correct?
Yes.
is actually meeting a standard, a safe standard, to put on.
Right.
That it meets its functional specs that's set by the manufacturer.
So I would think that if we're talking about the safety of the firefighter, when you put this on, that you would want to make sure that your equipment was operating at 100% capacity.
So
that scares me when we're talking about a breathing apparatus. We're not talking about
I think that they're agreeing to that, and the results were in favor of that. But it's I think the process of doing that. I mean, it's like pump test, right, Michelle? I'm sorry.
If we have one piece of equipment to do the 27, is that what we had, 27 departments? We definitely need a plan to make sure that one piece of equipment can get to every department. For that to happen in one calendar year for registration seems almost impossible.
I don't understand the testing of how this happens, and the certification is
so
more what I'm looking at.
We're not on the same page here.
Yeah.
So let's deal with one thing at a time instead of trying to do 10 things at once. So let's go down through and we didn't do a motion or anything to approve number one.
No.
So let's do that.
Let's do that, okay. That the Fire Emergency Services approve the work plan as presented. You would need a motion to.
And the work plan is everything that's in here.
Right. Well, the work plan area, like the part.
Yeah.
Like the proposed work plan, so.
Right on page three. It starts at the center of page. Yeah, it starts on page three. Safety, capacity and governance, recruitment and retention, regional training facility. So.
Now, some of the things in here, like the governance part when it comes to the grants and things like that, that wasn't favorable. So if you guys want to, I don't know how we can do that in any other way. Just the high points that were favorable to be worked on and leave the governance piece out of it for now.
So I just want to back up. So
if we approve this work plan, safety is the first one.
Yes.
And the first thing is functional testing to be added as a mandatory requirement.
Yeah. I guess if they're not in favor of that, maybe we're going to have to. So,
but can I just interject there? I think that in proposed work plan safety, it's that the committee is looking at having mandatory requirements for SCBA functional testing, period. The 2024 is kind of part of a recommendation, I think. Do you know what I mean? I think that the committee felt that the functional testing is critical for health and safety for the firefighters. And we need a protocol for that, and we need to work at whatever that will be. Like, just like we did with pump tests, you've got to have it certified. So many people can do pump testing, correct? I mean, and there's a report produced. That report gets attached to the registration form so that you know that their actual pump tests were, in fact, done. And the same with this. To me, I'd say safety, it shouldn't be a recommendation in there. Safety is that we do, right, that we do mandatory, that we do functional testing. And whenever we have it ready to be recommended to council is when we would do that.
So you're saying that you don't want to do the functional testing until it goes back to Lunenburg Region?
Well, no, I'm saying that I think that in order to have a change to the actual registration process, that it's just like pump testing. We developed a plan for that. There's probably, I'm assuming everybody does it. I don't know that. And the cost of that is there may be people with an issue with cost of doing that, right? You know, and even for the functional testing, there is, you're going to say it.
I guess I'm lost here because I really am, because I'm looking at this as one of them is the making sure a piece of equipment is functioning for the safety of a firefighter to put on. And I guess if that's something that we can move forward with and there is a mechanism out there, I guess I thought I was talking to Paul Hayes and I thought that's what he told me he was doing now. So I know that there's processes out there that people are actually... He travels around certifying BA. That's what I thought his job was with Cummings right now. Maybe I'm wrong.
No,
but
he is.
So there is a mechanism. There's something out there that people are doing this.
Yeah. So.
So if we don't certify equipment, are we not putting fire personnel at risk? I guess we know it. They've identified it, and I'm a little nervous and not moving on it.
Dean.
Alex is.
I don't see him.
Yeah, he's there. He's waving.
Oh,
Let him go first. Let him go first. He has
okay, Alex.
Yeah, it sounds like there is a bit of a lack of clarity there. And so Chris is right. You're talking about two things. There's the functional testing. Is the BA working up to the standard? And then the fit testing is, if I understand correctly, how the mask is going to fit on the individual firefighter.
That's correct.
And all that we were talking about was requiring the functional testing to be completed as a condition of registration, just like we did with the pump test for the fire trucks. And similar to the pump test for the fire trucks, most departments were doing this, but we feel like this is an area where we can put in place a minimum standard, and it's an important one that directly affects firefighter safety. So to Carolyn's point, I don't think there's any lack of motivation, and I don't think there's a lack of capacity to get it done. I think all the departments that responded to the survey are very clear that, you know, they're ready to have it happen. There may be a few individual departments that might have concerns. It sounds to me like the issue that Dean and Brian are raising is just around the timeline and the process, that we don't want to startle departments. There may be a middle ground there, but I think I don't know if it's we're not jeopardizing the safety of firefighters by not having it here. We're trying to improve the minimum standards across departments.
I'm going to just throw something out here. Like we, the same way we did with the pump testing, we discussed it all here. Then we went back to the annual meeting that year, and then we said that we were going to give them a year grace, the note, a notice of a year. So instead of saying June of 2024, maybe we should be saying it'll be the first one be 2025. That way we get to go back to our annual meeting this year. We get to put it in for the next year's registration. Because that's where we did, that's what we did with the pump testing. We gave them a whole year to get everything, their ducks in a row, everybody to work together, and then we put it in.
So I think there is a little bit of a difference with the two, because when we did the pump testing, not everybody was doing it at the time.
Exactly. So we know they're doing the 99% of them are doing SCBA testing. Because if you don't, you have to have them done, and you have to have your bottles tested yearly, regardless if you've got fiberglass or carbon fiber bottles. Yeah. So we know that stuff is being done, but I don't think how it's going to work if we go to the annual meeting and then put it through. We're not going to have it ready for the 2024 registration.
I'm still confused. So if 99% of the people are doing it, or 90, is that not just a tick off the box that it's been done? I'm just asking the question.
So we have statistics on how many aren't doing it.
And I guess, is it a cost?
Oh, it is a cost.
Okay, so is that the reason why it's not being done? And if that's the reason, we shouldn't delay it. It's something that probably should come back to back to somebody and say we need dollars in this category.
So
if that's the case,
all the departments are doing flow checks except one, and they just acquired some secondhand breathing apparatus because they never had any before.
Yeah.
So they may be in a little bit of more of expense the first time around, but departments
are. Is it
expensive? It's not cheap. I forget what it is a unit now. It's so much of a service call, and then it's so much per unit. So I think it's. I'd be lying if I told you because I don't know the number right off the top of my head because I'm not really in that spectrum anymore, but I can get that answer for it.
So I guess I'm going to come back. So I have my flow testing done on my BA, and two of my units fail. So that means I have to take those two units out of commission.
And they have to be serviced.
So they can be serviced. What if they can't be serviced? Am I out new BA?
Yep. Yes.
So, okay, but I guess I would rather know that if I'm the one putting on that BA and going into a burning building. I would rather know that than just not have it done. That would be my concern. And I'm just looking at it as somebody going into a building.
We just
outside. I'm not trying to go through any hierarchy or do whatever. I'm looking at this as an actual safety concern. And if it's a monetary reason why we're not doing it, then why don't we address the monetary piece with it, if that's the reason, if that's the area of concern, if it's monetary. And I don't know, we did that with the pump testing. We put it in place.
But we gave
correct?
A year. But when we did it, we gave
them
a year.
Telling them
a year ahead.
And they voted to say yes, take it to the Fire Services Committee as a recommendation.
Yeah.
That's I think.
But it wasn't the actual safety of the firefighter. For the pump.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if the pump pump the water, I guess it is.
If I'm inside the house and that pump don't go.
Yeah. It's all about
that.
So I think Dean is touching on more of a process that we should standardize when we're doing things that required for registration. And I think what you're saying, Dean, is that you believe that we should be doing something similar to this one.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
We did on pump testing, is giving notice that this is going to be added. You want to recommend it to an annual meeting, you're saying?
Yeah, and then come back and add it on to the next year.
Okay. What's other views on that? Randy?
I was going to say just take out the references to 2024 cycle. Leave it open-ended and then allow that process to work work itself out, however long that might take. Hopefully a short term, as Carolyn alludes to, there's only maybe a few that are having an issue of some kind. But if that 2024 date is the stalling point here, why not just take it out? And I wouldn't even put 2025 in there, because maybe, you know, we'd be able to meet that. They'd be able to meet that date.
I mean, if their concern I'm hearing is that a chief or two thought that it should go back for a discussion at Lunenburg Regional, and if that's what the committee decides to do on that particular item, then you have to take the recommendation to council right out of there until you decide what you want to do and come back to council to recommend it. You can't approve the plan with that recommendation to council later to functional, have a mandatory functional testing if you have to go back to Lunenburg Regional and ask them first.
But 100% of the people wanted
it. Of the ones that responded, yeah.
We could, Chris, it could be such things. We take this back to Lunenburg Regional on February or January and ask, and they would... I think it's the process that it looks to some of them looks like that we're shoving it through without asking them. Just I think if we take it to Lunenburg Regional and say, listen, this is what we want to do. 99% of the people are doing it. We would like to put it on the this year's registration and let them talk on to speak on to it. I don't think we're going to have an issue. But if we make a motion right now and say, and send it right to council to get it done, you're going to get some black back with a couple.
Well, there's a Lunenburg Regional the third Thursday of this month of November.
And that's
so
there. So I mean,
so
it could go
this
through.
Could this be a recommendation to go to
yes
Lunenburg Regional?
Exactly.
And that a motion then would come back
from them.
Well,
from the FESC membership of the Lunenburg Regional to giving us direction.
Mr. Chair, I've asked three times before to to speak, and you've gone to three other speakers.
I didn't see you.
Thank you. We're talking about process. I fail to understand why every time we discuss registration or something as an upgrade in testing that we need to have the grace of the Lunenburg Regional. We have been talking pump tests for MODL departments. We haven't any jurisdiction over Mahone Bay. We don't have any jurisdiction over the town of Bridgewater, whoever else may make up Lunenburg Regional. We have some jurisdiction over Lunenburg because we have District 1 that we support. This committee was set up to work one-on-one with the MODL fire services. We have no jurisdiction, as I said, with some of the departments that's in Lunenburg Regional. So why are we going back and ask them for permission every time we do something? We were set up to work one-on-one with the departments in MODL to try to move things along quickly, to look for better safety ways to work, look at ways for leadership training. Who wants to limit safety upgrades? Functional testing needs a plan. That's fine. If we're moving too fast, fine. If you think you need some funding from MODL, fine. These are all things we can work on, but I don't think I need to go to Lunenburg Regional every time we come up with an idea how to make MODL departments move forward. If some of the departments in Lunenburg Regional don't want to follow along, that come in different municipal units, that's fine. We have no jurisdiction, and we can't necessarily go and ask their municipal units to put money into it. But when we're making suggestions, and it does cost our departments more, I will work with you however I can to seek funding to help make it happen. But it just seems like every time we try to do something that's progressive, we need to go ask some third body that really has no jurisdiction over our spending. That's the only point I wanted to make.
So, Councillor Bell, for clarity, though, when we have taken things to that particular committee, but not to their membership. It was taken there to the FESC membership. We would, at the end of the meeting, ask them that we're going to be dealing with something for the municipalities, fire departments. We've done that in the past, yes. Only because there was a meeting of these departments there. So we've done that in the past. But you're right. We're not looking for LRFES direction, believe me. We're looking for that opportunity to meet with the Lunenburg municipalities' fire departments and then do it there. That's what we've done in the past. And I think that Dean suggested, I did, that we take it to the third Thursday of this month. There is a meeting. At the end of that, we would be asking if the municipalities' fire departments would discuss this particular item.
Thank you for clarifying that with me. And it does make sense, rather than have two meeting nights, to do it when you have the chiefs present. But that wasn't coming clear.
No.
When I was listening to two speakers say, we need to go to Lunenburg Regional. Thank you.
It wasn't clear, that's for sure. Yes.
Can you just clarify, when you're saying Lunenburg Regional, is that the meeting of all the fire chiefs that get together once?
Firefighters. They could be chiefs, most of the chiefs, deputy chiefs, and other members that can attend.
Is that something that Chris attends? Chris, do you attend those as well?
I try to get to as many as I can.
But there's no council on that committee. Okay. I was getting confused on that.
No, it's a fire services regional committee.
Okay. And that meets once a month?
Yeah, every Thursday.
And is every department represented on there?
They're all members, but no, they don't all attend now.
They want to attend.
They're welcome to attend it. They're asked to attend it. But. So, okay.
And it's open to other than MODL fire departments, right? Town of Bridgewater, Town of Lunenburg, Mahone Bay, I think even some from Chester in the past. There's been the odd one from Chester fire departments as well. So you were in, I think.
So, and to the mayor's question of, you know, what is the cost? So I have kind of a cost from one of the companies that does it. So it's their cost of this one, but just a couple of different companies that do it depending on the make of SCBA, mm-hmm. right? So this one type of SCBA is $85 a pack, and that includes the mask with that pack. And then if there's additional masks, it's $25 per additional mask. So some fire departments may only have one mask per pack, and they share them with their members. And some departments have a mask that's personal for each firefighter. So they may have 10 mm-hmm. packs, but they may have 15 masks. So the five of those masks would be a separate charge. So that's what it costs to do that. So if you have 10 packs at $85 a pack, that's what the cost would be. Unless if there's any kind of repairs or anything like that, it would be.
So most departments would have how many units? 10 plus? No, I know they all don't have 10.
I would say 10 each, but I don't know for sure. Anywhere from 8 to 10 as a minimum, I would think.
We just bought 12 packs, 24 bottles, 20 or 24 masks. I can't make sure. And when you asked how much they are to buy, that was $172,000.
Yeah, I know.
The packs are.
They're not cheap anymore.
No.
I mean, it's like any piece of equipment. We can have it tested today and use it tomorrow, and it could go bad. We don't know that. It's a piece. The chances of it going bad is slim, but it does happen.
So we're kind of back at Randy's suggestion, I think, where we kind of ended as to, in his opinion, to the committee, was 2024 seemed to be the issue here. Mm-hmm. And Dean is saying we should be going back to the fire service. And Councilor Vella is saying that we want it to be municipalities' fire departments who would be talking about this. So we do have an opportunity coming up on the third Thursday of this month that we could be taking this item to the municipalities' fire department saying this is what the intention is for this in 2025, if that's the year, for registration. And you get the debate, the discussion, and we'll be saying the same thing to them that Chris is saying. Well, 100% of you already agreed to this. So what is your, if there's any issues here, you better say it now, you know, because we're going to be moving forward in a direction because it's health and safety, period. So
I guess just one more kick at the can here. So 13 departments have said Yes. How many departments go to Lunenburg Regional? Excluding Lunenburg, Bridgewater, Long Bay.
Depends.
Do we get that many?
To 15 or 18, yeah. I mean, it depends. Okay. Yeah. You know, some meetings have really good participation and some don't. So, you know, when we say we're having 100% participation, yes, it's based on the fact that 13 of the 26 are the only ones responding to that. So there's another 13 that aren't saying anything, that haven't completed the survey. So therefore, there is. So I'm expecting that you'll be able to have some. You can only create the opportunity for the firefighters to make their points. You can't make people come to a meeting. You can tell them that we're going to be discussing it at a meeting, and you're given an opportunity to make your comments on it. And it's like pump testing. When we did pump testing, we, in fact, I think, had almost all the fire departments there for that, because that was there was a huge cost of something that many of them were not doing, or a lot weren't doing it at the time, and a huge impact there. So,
but we took that cost away. That's why I'm saying, is this a cost?
No, we didn't. They're still paying for it.
They're still paying.
Yeah, we didn't take that cost away, no. Dean.
The only reason I brought up first about going to the annual general meeting is for the registration part of it, we get 90% of the fire departments there that night. Or almost.
You get the majority.
That's true.
And then we can get it through to them and say, this is our plan.
So, Dean, are you saying taking anything to Lunenburg Region at all to the Lunenburg fire departments?
It's a suggestion. I mean, that's one way we're going to get it out to all of the fire departments. Do it like, I don't know.
But is there not more, though, Chris, that we need a kind of a process? You need to do this. There are companies that do this certification. There's reports produced that will have to be supplied with your registration.
So
somewhat of a written policy that we will be requiring them to do.
So all of the departments that do SCBA functional testing now supply me with a printout of each individual unit that's tested, and I get the same copy they get from the fire station. So they email me every copy that's done. They do. A lot of them are sending the actual inspection of cylinders now.
Okay.
And some even send fit testing of the firefighters, which isn't even on it, but they send it anyway. So I get a report of every SCBA that's been tested and the results of that test the same as the fire department gets. And as far as the testing goes, all the departments that are getting testing done are utilizing the same companies, because only certain companies can test each other. Like, they can't. An MSA can't do a SCOD, and a SCOD can't do an MSA. They do their individual testing, right? So you have different distributors that do their testing, and departments that have that type of apparatus would be the ones that would be having the test done by, and that's how it works.
Okay.
That's how it's happening now. So I do have the results of departments' functional testing annually for the last
however many years.
It hasn't been every year, but it's, like, increased now that departments are doing it.
So it's I guess the committee has to make a decision on
yes.
So again, this doesn't have any budget implications to MODL then in 2024, because there would be nothing.
No, because currently fire departments are doing it on their own, with their own budgets. Same as they're doing flow checks on their pumps. That's under their own budgets. Even though it's a mandatory requirement now, it's still their own individualized budget that covers all that.
Well, I guess I would still like to see it on here, and if FESC recommends even to the annual meeting
that
functional testing be added as a mandatory requirement going forward or whatever.
Yeah.
It should be captured, you're right.
It needs to be captured that, like I said, 100% of the fire departments come back and said they wanted this.
Well,
if they didn't fill out their form, they had ample opportunity to do it. I'm sorry, those are the same people that don't.
We got the 100% of the ones that did respond did do it.
Yes.
That's right.
So,
well, if 100% of the people who responded did it, well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
but then there's 13 that didn't
respond.
But they didn't respond to anything, and we're going to move forward with the rest of these recommendations.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
So we may as well just ball it up and throw it out if we're not going to take it for what it's worth there,
we're
going to
defend our position.
If we're going to defend our position that only 13 departments did it, then, well, this is no good.
We asked for a survey to be done. We got the best we could get from it.
Yeah.
We need to move on.
But that's why...
Yes.
I guess this is the results of what we asked for.
Yes. So are we any closer to saying that we take something to the annual meeting for the 2024 annual meeting?
Well, like I said, I can live with it either way.
Okay.
but I'm just, if this is about safety, I would hate to see something happen to somebody that we could have. I don't like knowing that I didn't do something that could have saved a life.
Yeah.
And put off because of protocol.
And we also had the firefighter protective equipment in this clause, wasn't it? Like for your turnout gear, that was in here too.
That was part of the
safety.
Part of the safety thing in the.
And that's not here, but that probably should be here as well because it will be something on the. Like remembered in our discussion on safety, it was the functional testing, it was the fit test, it was also the turnout gear.
But was that all in the survey?
I don't know.
SCBA and face fit testing.
I'm looking at the survey and I don't see
about those bunker gear replacement. That was it.
Yeah, I was just asked about bunker gear replacement.
Yeah, we did speak to it, but it never got. But it's another one of these safety things. Because, yes, Dean.
On that subject, I may be wrong thinking this way, but it might be different across the board because if 50% or 80% of the fire departments do interior attack, that's one thing. You're going to need your bunker gear that's got to be top-notch. If you've got a department that's not doing interior, then they don't have to have top-notch gear.
That's correct.
So,
but still gear that's...
It's still got to pass to a degree.
That's right.
But it doesn't have to pass for interior.
I understand that.
So, it's kind of a hard thing to put out there and ask them what they're using for gear. Do you replace gear like we had it on that last one? Yes, we do. Do we have everybody have brand new gear? Not necessarily.
Well, we didn't ask that.
No.
Not on this.
No.
No, we only ask them, does your department have a bunker gear replacement procedure to meet an FPA 1851 standards? Yes or no?
But it was one of the ones for safety.
But
if your department does interior attack, then you're going to want to make darn sure that they're
gotta be inspected.
You've got to be, yes.
But we actually ask them up here, do you think that functional testing should be a requirement? And they told us yes, and we're telling them no.
No, we're not telling them no. I think that we're trying to, from what I can understand, is to put it into some process of when we get the results of something back that we're going to take it to a specific meeting. If it's the annual meeting, if we feel that that's something that should be done, some do, some don't maybe. You know, I know that you know, we're looking at this in a way that I'd like to see this stuff moved on as quickly as possible. And the discussions we're having is whether or not we can actually, you know, do this and make sure that they're not discussing it at the annual meeting, which is where everybody, that's the only part that I can see now that this is narrowed down to be. It's the actual annual meeting where 90% of the fire departments in the municipality actually go to. That is the committee that we should be taking this to and saying to them that for the 2025 registration package, this is going to be a requirement.
And
you've answered it by 100% of those who responded want it.
Yeah.
And we're just, if that's what we need to do, then.
And I dropped the ball a bit on this one because I never got this sent out to the fire chiefs until today, the agenda package. So I dropped the ball and foo-pawed on that one, if you want to call it that. Because we tried to get it out
last week.
But still, they had the survey results and everybody saw it, right? It's not like it's a secret. Everybody saw these survey results at the last meeting and had them sent out to them, right? So, anyway, it's
So I guess, based on that logic, we're not going to approve anything here tonight.
It sure doesn't look like it.
Because what we're saying is we can't make a decision. This committee. Without being blessed by Lunenburg Regional. Is that what I'm... And I need to know the procedure, I guess, set up for this committee and how we operate, because I don't know. If we don't do one, how do we justify doing the next one or the next one?
But if we're going to the annual meeting, we're not going to Lunenburg Regional. That is our annual...
Yeah.
Our annual registration one. So that is, that's a municipality meeting.
At the Best Western kind of
thing. Oh, I know what it is.
Yeah. So it's not. So we're not taking it to Lunenburg Regional. We're bringing it to that meeting.
Thursday, right?
Yeah. Maybe I'm thinking wrong.
Well, I'm just trying to get the procedure here on how this, because this committee makes a recommendation to council.
That's what it does.
From the membership.
Yeah. No, from this committee.
Yes, but we take the advice from our membership. The fire department's in the municipality, right?
You're a representative. You were elected by that membership to be at this table, were you not?
Yes.
Just had two questions. That yearly meeting, is that April?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. And another thing to keep in mind is, as far as council goes, we're in the middle of switching committees again, which we'll know in 2 weeks. I know I put on to be on this one again, but you might be looking at fresh faces again in 2 weeks because it's the time of year when we rotate and we don't know yet which committees we're going to be on. So just keep that in mind that you might have a different crew around this table in 2 weeks as well.
So, again...
We're in a quandary, aren't we?
Well, we're not. I guess I thought I understood how this committee worked, but I'm hearing that we don't make... that it has to go to another committee before we can move something, and I guess I was never of that opinion.
Yeah.
I was never of that opinion for this committee, because members of the fire service are elected to be here by Lunenburg Regional, or by at the annual meeting.
Alex has his hand up.
Are you not?
Alex?
Alex?
Explain the protocol, please, Deputy CAO.
I mean, you're correct, Carolyn. You have a committee of council sitting there, and you have representatives from the fire service on that. If the representatives from the fire service aren't comfortable with the date that's attached to that one particular item in the work plan, I would suggest you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. From my perspective, there's been extensive consultation on the items that are in that work plan. So you've done work in a series of workshops that have informed what went in there. It was presented at your last annual meeting, and then you did a direct survey to individual members just in case they didn't get the opportunity or didn't feel comfortable voicing any concerns or differing opinions at that annual meeting. So that summary of that work plan you have there is based on the items that got the most support from the survey and are a direct result of all of your workshop. And it sounds like you're spinning your wheels a bit over whether or not it should be 24 versus 25. So just from the staff level, having watched Chris put a lot of effort into bringing this work plan forward so that he has clear direction on what he's supposed to work for, I would suggest that the committee just pull the date out of that and pass a motion to approve the work plan as revised or as discussed.
But do we even want to put a date in there or to be added to the registration process at a future date? I don't know. Because what happens right now, so if we go back to the membership and... at that point, the annual meeting says they don't want to do this anymore. So we're just not going to do it?
No, Dean.
I think when we go back to the annual meeting, we're telling them that this is coming, but it's given them a year
to know it. Like right now, it's like they're coming up and just saying it's going to be the next one. Give them that. We could, like we did with the pump testing. We told them it was coming. They knew it was coming. We gave them a year grace to get everything, to get their act. Am I not right? That's what we did that time?
For that one.
Right. So, and that's what I'm thinking. Why aren't we doing the same thing?
I got to back up here again because I'm still confused. I guess, so they say okay at the annual meeting that, yeah, we agree with that. But they're not making the motion to recommend to council.
No, we do.
We have to wait to come back to another meeting after that to approve this.
Well, what I'm saying is we're telling them that this is going to happen at the annual meeting. That gives them a year to get it, like we did with the pump testing. Like we told them it was coming, but we gave them a year. We just didn't.
But can't
do
we
it
tell
the
them now?
Year.
If that's what you're saying, can't we tell them now that it's coming, even if it's in November of next year? Like, wouldn't that still be a year's notice? Or does it have to happen at the annual meeting?
Well, that's where we get, that's where we get most of the departments.
But they can't make the decision, we were just told.
Well, all they can do is through these guys recommend it to come here. That's all they can do there. Like, this committee has to.
This is the committee. Work plan for this.
Yeah. I don't know.
Councilor Bell?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Maybe I'm just confused.
I think I am. As a courtesy, the province of Nova Scotia usually tells the Nova Scotia Federation of Municipalities, 1 year from now, you're going to be responsible for this new cost, or this new action will be required. Mm-hmm. That's a courtesy. They don't have to do that, but they traditionally do. Every now and then there's a little surprise, but so I would see it quite fitting that after we did all this consultation and we had a reply back, given this committee direction, that we should be able to proceed forward and say, this is what's going to happen. Now, if you want to give them a year's advance notice, then I think that's quite polite. And it gives chances to work out things like finances and so on. If we say, oh, it's going to happen in April of 25, I would hate to see a death occur in March of 25 when we already discussed it a year and a half earlier, being now, and could have avoided something that it would make us all look pretty bad. But I think that we can justify, given a year advance notice, that's being polite. It gives people time to adjust, and it puts us into another budget year if departments or us need to discuss finances. I think we can't be any politer than that. But whatever the committee decides, I'm okay with it.
Alex?
Just to add on to Carolyn and Martin's point, there is no procedural requirement to give, for example, a year's notice that you're going to make a change to the registration package. So there's no policy. We did set up a precedent when we did the pump testing. That was the first time we implemented a minimum standard around equipment or apparatus. So we were testing the waters a little bit, and I think we did an excellent job consulting on that, and it was the right approach. The reason why you see 2024 in there as a recommendation from staff was that we felt like there was lots of discussion about this already. There's a high compliance rate, voluntary compliance rate at the current time, and 100% of the departments responded to it. So that's why we said 2024. I think Dean's correct to point out that it was we gave sort of a formal notice in terms of consultation at the annual meeting and said it will be on next year's registration. So you can totally take that approach, but I'd really encourage the committee, spent a very long time talking about this one point, and it's only a single point in the whole work plan. So if you can't come to an agreement on the date tonight, I'd encourage you to just set it aside and we can talk about it
leading up to the next meeting and come up with a better plan rather than consuming the entire of the committee's energy and time on one subcomponent of the work plan.
Thanks, Alex. I don't dispute your point about the fact that we're spending an awful lot of time and we just can't seem to agree. So is there any more comments about that, that we're going to, how we're going to end that? We're just going to like we're just not agreeing. And you know, the
Brian, perhaps you could just call for a show of hands who's supportive of the 2024 date.
Okay.
If you don't have a majority, then pass a motion that doesn't have the date relating to the work plan.
I guess it's not the date as much as it is the process to me. I'm just trying to figure out the process.
So the process as proposed is that once council okays that you will have it as a mandatory requirement, Chris will start communication with the departments that will
as
be requiring it.
When it's approved by council, I would hope.
So it would be for the registration packages are due in June of every year. So we're saying this coming spring, you'd put that in place. So if you take the different approach, more in line with how we did the pump testing, then you'd wait until the April meeting. And you would say to the fire departments, we intend to make functional BA testing a mandatory requirement of registration on the following registration package.
So but I
those
guess
are, those are
back.
Those are your two choices.
Back either to the way this was communicated. Has all the departments received the results of this?
It went out with last month's FPSC agenda. Did it not, the results? Yep.
No. It went out with the.
With the agenda package from this committee.
But all the departments have not.
Well, they would have all got a copy of it.
Okay. So they got a copy of all of the results?
Yes, same with
so
the
they know that 100% of the people
who
were
responded.
In favor?
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely. Now, how they disseminate that amongst the departments themselves, I have no idea. But, you know, like I say, we're going to make a decision here.
So let's take Alex has kind of made a point on. Who's interested in letting the 2024 stay there? Is there a show of just, is this not just for debate, or is he actually saying a motion and like?
I guess I think that once this committee recommends something to council, that's when that we should communicate that. If you want to take the date out, I still think that it's that we're going to have mandatory. But we're not going back and asking them permission to do this.
We're telling
them.
But I don't think then we put a year's date. We don't put anything. I think that we say that it's coming, and when the package is ready to roll out, it won't roll out with this registration. I'm okay that it doesn't roll out with that registration, but I don't think we have to wait till the 2025 registration in order for that to happen. I think that that's leaving ourselves wide open and liable for things that we know and we're not acting on.
Yes, Dean, you can speak.
I'm only going to ask one question. If we've, and it's only, and I'm thinking on the smaller departments. So if we say that it's going to be a 2024, and they do go and get a, just for say, their tests on their, get them done, and they fail, now they need BAs. That may strap them.
But should they be wearing it if it's not safe? I guess I don't.
I know exactly what you're saying.
That's why it's here.
Should they be wearing it?
That's why it's here.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying, but it's going to, it may strap them to this budget.
I'd rather set up a grant for them to be able to have something than to put somebody at risk and send them into a building with an unsafe piece of equipment that's keeping them alive.
I know, but I'm
this is their breathing apparatus.
But we're just continually going in circles. We're not kind of accepting the decision of whether or not it's going to be it could be recommends the council for SCBA functional testing to be added as a mandatory requirement for registration, period. And then we roll it out, go to the annual meeting, and we move on.
Well, it doesn't have to roll out.
Well,
it doesn't have to roll out for 2024, but I think that if we
move
forward in this direction and everyone is kept in the loop.
I think it'll happen.
When it happens, then it happens. I don't want to blindside anyone.
No, and I think that.
And I think that's the big thing. Don't blindside.
I don't want to blindside anyone.
And it just be that we're recommending to council that it be added as a mandatory requirement for registration for fire and emergency service providers, period. And we go to the annual meeting with it, and it's going to be part of that. They see it right there.
But is it going to be for next year or the year after or the year after that? When does it start?
I guess, Alex, I'm looking for a sense of direction. I was under your impression that you're saying you don't really need a date in there potentially.
Absolutely. Take the date out. No trouble.
Okay. Yes.
If this goes to council, there certainly will be a discussion. Certainly, Chris will be able to give his view from the fire service, what is important to them. And then I think that if after that discussion, council may very well set the date. They may say it's not till 25. They may say it's a year from the time that they get this notice after this council meeting. Both ways are fair to the fire service, I think. And as the mayor has suggested, if we find that there are problems along the way, I think more than one of us here tonight have alluded to the fact that we're willing to probably find a help mechanism, but none of us can promise on our own that we would do something. But I think that you've got two or three hints here tonight that will work with you.
I guess, Mr. Chair, you just say take the date out and just say
take the date out. That would be a mandatory requirement for registration as a fire and emergency services provider. So that
will become
a requirement.
Will become a requirement.
Right.
Of the registration process.
So we're taking out the year.
Will be added to the annual. What are we going to
registration do? Package as a mandatory requirement.
And full stop.
Full stop.
Okay, and that's a recommendation to council.
Right.
Okay.
And then we may as well wrap up the third one. The third one is also putting money in reserve, $100,000. Right.
What? Well, you got to do them separately.
Oh, okay.
All individual motions, right?
Okay.
Are we done beating that number to death?
Well, you didn't vote on the recommendation, did you?
Maybe so the recommendation is that the Fire and Emergency Services Committee approve the proposed work plan as amended.
As presented, right.
So
let's do one every one of them. I see what you're saying. Each in every one of them.
Right. I'm just going to ask Chris one question.
Yes?
Just other than the BA one. We talked about number three, consult with the departments of Bloomberg Region what standardized DOGs. Are we not doing most of that with Bloomberg Regional now?
They are, but the standard is not a standard because nobody's following them. It's just there if somebody wants to use it.
If they want to use it.
So I think the idea is to try to put some basic standards in place that people will try to use more as a standardized across the board as much as they can instead of just everybody just doing their own thing, even though we have standards there that they can utilize. I think that's kind of what we're trying to get across. And when we asked that question, that's what we asked. Do you think there should be more standard operating guidelines? And people said, yes, we'd like to see more standard operating guidelines. Well, they're there. How do we get everybody on board that we can start utilizing them more with each other? That's the idea behind it.
That so was 70% between them approved.
That's between us and looks like Bloomberg Regional working together as a whole.
So it's part of my work plan is to help try to orchestrate that and help you guys wherever we can.
Okay.
Right.
That's all I'm asking. I just want that clarified, how you had that written. Yeah. So
okay. That was which one?
So on page four, let's go to page four and recommendations. The first recommendation is to be a motion. that the Fire and Emergency Services Committee approve the proposed work plan as presented.
Amended.
Amended.
As amended.
Yes.
With the deed out.
So.
And the amendment is removing the date, the 2024
date from the.
That's it. Okay.
Right. So that needs to be a motion. Correct?
Can you read that number one? Because I don't think it's exactly.
That the Fire and Emergency Services Committee approved the proposed work plan as amended, which is removing the date of 2024 in the registration cycle. Well, I don't know how you'd word that, but as amended.
As a mandatory requirement to the registration cycle.
Which is not number two.
Yeah, but it's the second bullet. It's the first bullet in the work plan.
Yeah, she's.
Because this is the work plan that you're approving.
So it doesn't have to be the 2024 one. Yeah.
There's
remove
on
the
page
date.
Four, there's three recommendations.
Right.
Yeah.
The work plan is on page three, which we've taken out the year.
Yeah.
But the second recommendation is similar to the amended work plan, which is that we're recommending to council the functional testing be on self-contained breathing apparatus be added to the annual registration package mandatory, making it mandatory. Period.
That the Fire and Emergency Services recommend.
Alex. Are you coming to our rescue, Alex?
Maybe I can help clarify. So that the committee isn't stepping outside of its authority by approving the work plan, so that we're just looking for formal approval from the committee that, yep, you're on board with the plan that we've set out for essentially what guides Chris's work.
Right.
The second motion is a more formal motion because it actually involves eventually amending a council policy. So you need to go up to council for it. So that's why the thing is appearing in two different places.
Right. Okay.
It's a primary part of the work plan, but we also need the committee to recommend something to council. And then the third one's a budgetary consideration. Yep. So you don't have that authority, but we're looking for you to recommend that to council so they can include it in their budget deliberations.
Okay, thank you, Alex. I think that I hopefully understand it a bit better so that I can guide us onward and through this. So we're needing a recommendation, a motion, that the Fire and Emergency Service can approve the proposed work plan as amended. That we need. Someone to make that motion. Mover
so
and a
moved.
Seconder. Moved. Do we have a seconder? Yes, we have a seconder. Questions? Nope. No questions. All those in favor, raise your right hand. Against? Motion carried. The next motion is that the Fire and Emergency Services Committee recommend to Municipal Council that functional testing of self-contained breathing apparatus be added to the annual registration package as a mandatory requirement. Period.
I will move.
Move. Do we have a seconder? Oh, okay. Yes, moved and seconded. Questions? In hearing none, all those in favor, raise their right hand. Against? Motion carried. The last recommendation on that page is that the Fire and Emergency Services Committee recommends to Municipal Council, because it's coming up to budget time, I expect, is that Municipal Council approve the amount of $100,000 to be placed in the account created for a regional training facility as an annual budget going forward.
So I just have a question on this one. So I guess we didn't ask permission or didn't have permission from the Fire Services Committee when council did that before, but this is so that council knows that the committee supports the $100,000 a year being put into a regional facility.
That's the intent.
Okay. All right.
But
it still has to go to our budget process.
Yes, Councilor Bell.
100%.
When, I'm not exactly sure, when you read that motion, $100,000, can we add at least $100,000?
Yes.
You may get more.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we haven't made the motion yet. So we're in a place.
So
that
you
we
can make the motion with
okay,
what you wanted to.
Okay. So,
make.
Is someone prepared to make a motion? Yes. And at least $100,000.
I'd like to make a motion that we recommend to go to a municipal council to ask for a minimum of $100,000 to replace an account for a regional fire training facility.
Okay.
At least.
As an annual budget amount going forward.
Because then it looks like you're pushing.
At least.
That means you're wishing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
It's all in the wording.
Yep.
Yeah. At least.
All right. We're learning. Seconded. So it's been moved and seconded. Any questions on the motion?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And again, this was supported 100% by or not?
I can tell you.
It was highly favorable.
80%.
Okay.
80%.
80% of the 13 who responded.
All right.
All right. So the motion's been made. The question's been called. All those in favor, signify by raising their right hand. Against, motion carried.
So, Alex, I had speaking notes on some of the stuff, and we hit a lot of it, and we really got bogged down on one of it. So, maybe we just forego some of that, where we already hit some of the high items of it, or.
Yeah, I would say it's not necessary. Chris, you went over the report in detail already.
Okay, that's what I thought.
So it's done.
Speaking notes.
I thought we were over that.
So, can we move on then to 4.2? Member at large applications.
That's that bit of paper I gave you.
It feels like it's about 10 o'clock.
Are we doing that again?
Yeah.
Members at large?
Herbert.
So that's Herbert.
Who?
This is what we're looking for.
Yeah. This member at large application, it was advertised, and a vacancy for the member at large position on the Fire Emergency Services Committee was advertised in the municipal website and on two occasions in October in the Progress Bulletin. One application has been received from the outgoing member, Herbert Seymour. No other applications were received. The policy does permit Mr. Seymour to reoffer. So we need a mover and a seconder that the FESE recommend that council reappoint Herbert Seymour as a member at large to the Fire and Emergency Services Committee for a 3-year term expiring on October the 31st of 2026. Moved and seconded right here. Done. Questions on the motion?
Questions.
Question has been called. All those in favor, raise their right hand. Against, motion carried. All right. Number 5, LRFES report. Well, at the last LRFES meeting, we didn't have a quorum. We did speak on a couple of subject matters, and Chris and I have talked about training. So the executive, I just want to briefly touch on training. Because of COVID and things, the executive of LRFES... are having a meeting next week, I believe it is, are going to put together some strategies on training programs for the upcoming year. So that we just want to let everybody here know that it is in the works. And I will give you an update after the next LRFES meeting, which is the third Thursday of this month. Yes.
I guess not quorum, as I know we were close tonight too here.
No decisions made. We did a few.
No.
Oh.
But... what is quorum, and
8 or 9 departments?
9 or 10?
No, I think it's 10.
So is it?
Okay, it's 10.
I was
what's that? 40% or something?
No, it's 26, 27, 20, so 29. So 10 of 29.
Okay.
A third.
Yeah, because Lunenburg Regional includes the towns, right?
Yeah. So a third. It would be. I would say it's probably a third.
But that's a first.
No, it's happened. Before. It is what it is, yeah. Sometimes people just get meetinged out.
Yep.
Budget 24-25, 6.1.
So this comes up in November every year, so you guys can give me some direction on how you want to proceed. I know in the last couple of years you've had a 2% increase in the budget for the grants.
Yes.
So if that's whatever your wishes are, if that's something you wish to continue, then that would give me something to prepare for the January meeting so that, that meeting you can approve it, that it can go forward if that's what your wishes are.
I would say I'm Councillor Bell's words, at least. At least.
Yeah.
2%.
The mayor.
Yes.
I guess I'm going back to that 70% on the grant, looking at the grants. That's not for this year.
Going forward at some point.
I guess I'm just looking at that from a budget perspective. It's not for any budget coming forward, is what I'm saying.
70% wasn't an increase or amount there.
No, 70% was the amount of respondents that voted
in favor
of
something.
And had questions.
So I guess.
But a lot of negative commentary on doing something with it.
Yeah.
That would result in less.
Right.
So I guess if there's anything that we're going to be doing, it may require more money in the pot to be able to do it, is what
so
I'm saying.
So that winners and losers are not.
But
yes.
We're not there yet, is what I'm hearing.
No.
Okay.
We're not there yet. And the way we're going. Okay. That's the budget 24-25. So that direction, does it need to be approved as a. Okay. Yes.
Question?
Yes.
As we were just talking earlier on the fit tester. We find a price out. Can we ask through fire FDS for this year to put on ask for a wish list for that?
Could it come back to the January meeting?
Yeah.
A request for a fit.
I don't know what you said.
A fit tester.
If we fit tester, like a partial
contribution.
That's the second piece to that.
Yes, that's the other part that I kind of.
If we come back and ask, from a recommendation from Newburgh Regional, come back to us and ask council maybe they add that into a.
So do they do that when they do the actual testing on the machines? That's a separate.
That's separate.
Aside.
It's a beast. All
separate beast on its own.
And not all departments do it.
No.
Not all the departments. Mask fit test. Only some departments fit test a mask. But
we're getting there.
That's what we're working on.
But it's getting better.
It's getting better. It's getting there.
It's increasing.
It's yes.
I'm only trying to keep
so
you guys alive.
Then we're looking. We are looking. We are looking though at a recommendation to council for the 2%, aren't we?
If that's your intention, yes.
Yeah. Yes, at least
that's what.
Committee is recommending.
I think you're getting a lot more than 2% this year anyway.
Thank you.
Not from this, but from the increase.
Do you want that emotion?
Yes.
The assessment increase will be
a
huge increase.
Would you like a motion for that?
Yes, I think we do need a motion to that effect. Understand what we're saying? Motion to request grants to departments, which is made up of a number of categories, to be increased by at least 2%. Got that from Councillor Bell. All right, so it's a motion for that. Who's moving? Moved? Have a seconder?
The annual grants be increased by 2%.
At least 2%.
At least or 2%.
Can you seconded? That happened too quick. You moved? Did you stream?
We are. It doesn't matter.
Like, we're getting tired, aren't we? And we're, you know. So we need a seconder on that motion. It's not looking good.
That's a hard motion, isn't it? For that?
What?
To go to council?
The last couple of years.
Are we saying at least? Is that
no,
what
in the past it's always been
2%. How do you put that forward as a recommendation?
2%.
They're going to ask whether you want it or not, right? That's what they're going to say.
Yeah. So the annual increase.
Yes, 2%.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
You're agreeing to amend it. Then.
That's how it goes forward.
Less than the cost of living.
Yes.
That's what it's been the last couple of years. That's what they've asked for. So that's up to you guys.
You folks want to give more. We take anything you can
so do. It's been moved. We don't have a seconder yet on that motion.
No.
Seconder by the mayor.
The annual grants to increase by 2%.
Increase by 2%. All those in favor of that motion signify by raising their right hand. And against, motion carried. Next meeting.
That motion did not say at least.
No, it did not. I was kind of picking at you because.
So in January.
It's got to be the 11th.
Can we move it? Because we're just going to get back to next week. We're not going to have time to get anything.
No, you're right. I was wondering why we were going to have
it.
Okay, the next item is the January meeting date, and because the 4th is really close to the 1st, and people have Christmas and New Year's and all of that off in the workplace, Some people do. It's been suggested that we maybe look at the 11th of January for that meeting versus the 4th.
How does that fall for everybody's meetings?
This room would be in use, wouldn't it?
No, it's not.
Not the 2nd.
Okay.
It's the following week.
So how does that affect
the 3rd
council's
and the 4th.
Meetings? Well, we don't even know what councils will be on the committee 100%.
I don't know. What other meetings are normally on that 2nd Thursday?
No. Pick a date. I don't care.
The 11th. Let's set it and let's see what happens.
If something comes up, we can always change it.
We can change it to the second Monday of every second month.
Thank you, Alex, for your help and insight.
Well, it didn't matter anyway, because 2023.
Yeah, 2024.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. Added items. No, there's no added items. There's no in camera. I want to go home.
So what's the next meeting date?
January the 11th of 2024. If you're still on the committee, if any of us want to come back. Anyway. Motion to adjourn. It's been moved.